This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. India Meteorological Department has said that the landfall process of severe cyclonic storm Dana, which commenced 5 minutes past midnight last night on the Odisha coast between Bhitarkarnika National Park and Dhamra Port, will continue till early this morning with wind speeds 100 to 110 km per hour. Sources from Bhubaneswar Met Office said that the landfall started with the entry of the outer cloud mass of the system. When the cyclonic storm reaches land, wind speeds are expected to reach 120 km per hour. IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said the storm will likely move north-northwestwards and cross North Odisha and West Bengal coasts before early this morning. It will likely maintain its intensity as a severe storm until 3 to 4 hours before weakening into a cyclonic storm. In addition to powerful winds, heavy rainfall is expected to accompany Cyclone Dana, with predictions of significant downpours in Mayurbhanj, Cuttack, Jajpur, Balasore, Bhadrak, Kendrapara and Jagatsinghpur districts and adjoining areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will co-chair the 7th intergovernmental consultations in New Delhi today. Chancellor Scholz arrived in Delhi last night on a 3-day visit to India. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of the deliberations to the Prime Minister and Chancellor. Both the leaders will also hold bilateral talks today to discuss enhanced security and defence cooperation, deeper economic cooperation, green and sustainable development partnership and collaboration in the area of emerging and strategic technologies. Both leaders will also address the 18th Asia-Pacific Pacific Conference on German Business. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved two rail projects with an estimated cost of 6,798 crore rupees to provide connectivity, facilitate ease of travel and minimize logistics costs. The first project involves doubling of 256 km of railway line from Narkatiyaganj to Raxaul, Sitamadi and Darbhanga, and the Sitamadi-Muzaffarpur section. This project will strengthen connectivity to Nepal, Northeast India and border areas by facilitating the movement of passenger trains alongside goods trains. Briefing the media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted the importance of the project in Bihar. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the CCEA has given its nod to a new railway line for Amravati, which is the new capital city of Andhra Pradesh. He said a new railway line will be constructed between Yerupalam and Namburu via Amravati, covering 57 kilometres. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 2-day visit to Chhattisgarh from today. She will grace the second convocation of AIIMS Raipur today. President Murmu will also grace the 14th convocation of NIT Raipur and visit the Purkhoti Muktangan at Naya Raipur. On Saturday, the President will grace the 4th convocation of IIT Bhilai. She will also grace the 3rd convocation of Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Memorial Health Science and Ayush University of Chhattisgarh at Raipur. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a 2-day visit to Karnataka starting today. On the first day of his visit, Mr. Dhankar will interact with students at Adi Chunchanagiri University in B.G. Nagara, Mandya, Karnataka. He will also visit the Raj Bhavan in Karnataka. Chief Justice of India, Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, has said that over the past 75 years, the Supreme Court has evolved into a people's court. He emphasized that this unique perspective where the apex court serves as a court for the people has not been replicated anywhere else in the world. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News marking the 75th anniversary of the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice shared his insights on various topics. He fondly recalled his days as presenter at All India Radio. In the Kashmir Valley, terrorists attacked an army vehicle in Bodapatri area of Gulmarg in North Kashmir's Baramulla district last night. According to Srinagar-based Chinar Corps, two soldiers and two porters have suffered severe injuries during the gunfight and have been evacuated for medical care. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.